You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, May 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Last fall, we reported that the Federal Trade Commission had reached a deal with AT&T over something called cramming. That's when, in this case, your wireless carrier and some third-party companies cram some random erroneous charges into your monthly cell phone bill for subscriptions to horoscopes and dating advice. AT&T agreed to pay out $80 million to customers for doing this, and today is the deadline for folks to apply for refunds. Over 4 million claims have been filed already. Katie Werthmann, attorney with the FTC, says there's still time.
The website will be open and accepting claims until 11:59 p.m. Hawaii time.
And just for customers who think they might be eligible to make a claim here, how does it work? What should they know?
Well, they should go to ftc.gov/ATT, and you will see a button that says apply for a refund.
Katie Werthmann at the FTC. How much does a 20-year-old college student know about the next big thing in tech? The answer is, it depends. If we're talking me in 2004, comparative literature is probably a better topic. If we're talking Mark Zuckerberg in 2004, that's a different story. Venture capital firm First Round Capital is banking on the possibility that the college students who are in the so-called dorm room fund might know the next Zuck. The group has been given $3 million to dole out to startups over a three-year period. Wall Street Journal reporter Adam Janofsky is here to tell us about the process of 20-year-olds giving out $20,000 at a time. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
How does this fund work, and is it really in a dorm room?
It's not actually in a dorm room. It's in a venture capital firm's offices, but they do invest in companies that are basically just a bunch of undergraduates sitting around a dorm room. And all of the investing decisions are handled by a bunch of 20-year-olds.
These 20-year-olds, how much money are they playing with?
They have $3 million that they are investing over about a period of 3 years.
Just $1 million a year?
Yeah. So they're,
wow,
they're trying to find about 100 companies, okay, with investments that are about $20,000.
Can you talk at all about the kinds of decisions these students are making other than just sort of basic, oh yeah, that company looks good or that startup looks good?
Yeah. Well, I was actually really impressed with the level of detail that they put into this, that they do due diligence. They go over the founders' backgrounds and their plans for the future. And
they're doing their homework, so to speak.
Exactly.
You now have a sense, I would imagine, of some of the companies that this investment money is going to. Do they reflect a diverse culture of, I don't know, startup creation?
As for the fund, it's 50-50 men and women. There are students from all backgrounds, all internationalities. It just seems like they are looking for ideas that are going to be very good. And
so it's not all, you know, my buddy from American History 404 has like a really good idea for a startup that does my laundry. It's not all that.
Maybe there's one or two, but when you're dealing with this much money, there are some people that are raising eyebrows if that ever happens.
Adam Janofsky is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest is Casey Johnston. She writes about technology and is an editor for the reviews website, The Wirecutter. Casey, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready. I was born ready for this.
180 episodes.
Man, I'm going to say that's the number of Simpsons episodes that there are.
Simpsons is actually not a bad guess. I'm talking, of course, about the show Seinfeld. It was announced this week that Hulu bought the streaming video rights for 180 episodes. Maybe we'll get a new spat of Seinfeld memes out of this.
I think there's very rich territory to be mined in the 90s that has not been accessible to teens until now that it's all making its way onto the internet.
All right, what do you got?
All right, 20%.
I'm going to say a 20% drop in Yelp's stock price.
You got the stock right. It's actually Twitter. Twitter's stock dropped 20%.
All right, I got a number for you. You ready?
Yes.
$35 million.
I'm going to say that's like Secret's biggest funding round, and now Secret has been announced to close. So that was like the most money they ever made in one round.
It wasn't a single funding round, but that's the total amount of VC cash the company apparently raised after officially launching just over a year ago. Did you ever use it?
I did more reading on it than I did posting. And I also was not, I think, like located in an area that got a lot of really good Secret activity, which I think was mainly in the Bay Area. But I used it a bit and it was interesting to read.
I would tell you if I used it, but it's a secret. All right. So hit me with your other number. What do you got?
$370,000.
A Beyonce signed Apple Watch?
I wish. If that were, I would scrape together money for that. This is actually the culmination of a story, a Kickstarter story.
Okay.
There's a manufacturer called ZPM Espresso. They raised $370,000.
Oh, and then they couldn't deliver, right?
And then they failed.
Is all of that money just sitting in a safe somewhere, or what's the deal?
Usually what happens with Kickstarter projects is they just run through all the money and then they have no recourse for either getting the project started again or like giving the money back or doing anything else. So they just declare it like, it's just like, sorry, we tried.
Sorry, guys, we tried. Thanks for your money. Casey Johnston writes about technology. She's also an editor at the review site The Wirecutter. Casey, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, there's a special listener version of this game at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.